on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now she's pissed off.
Is your wife up yet or no?
No, I don't think so.
What a bum.
It's pretty quiet up there.
Go wake her up. Go wake her up. Right now.
Do you want me to die?
Do it.
Do you want me to die by a frozen banana?
Don't be a pussy.
Have you ever seen a frozen banana stuck out of somebody's chest?
It would be funny. You go there to shake her awake, and she just rolls over. Hang on! Just frozen banana in the neck.
So I was playing video games yesterday, and I got the Game Pass for Xbox One. So nice. I've just been going through I think they have 200 plus games you can choose from. So I'm just scrolling through these games, and I come across this game called My Friend Pedro. And I sent Brock a picture over the weekend.
Oh, I'm dude, like, I was.
Basically, it's a game, and the cover of it is a picture of a banana, and it's like a shooting game. It's like some hardcore shooting game. And I'm like, dude, this is perfect. So I sent a picture of Brock. I'm like, which game do you think a man to
pick? Yeah, it was just a big selection. Like, it was like a page of like 12 games. And I'm like, huh? And then as soon as I saw that yellow banana that said "My Friend Pedro," I was dying laughing. Well, okay,
it's
maybe
a fun
don't
game by the way.
Don't
fun
wake
game.
Her up if you are concerned about getting stabbed by a banana. Hey, real quick before we move on to morning dump, I did. My mom sent me a text. Hi, mommy. She's listening. She said you because we were talking about rollerblades earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's actually right here. If you want to. Yes.
You bitch. How dare you? Yes. She said you did have rollerblades when you were younger and you thought you were pretty awesome on them. Well, I was pretty awesome on them, I'm sure, but I gave that life up because I was a toddler back then and now I'm a man. I'm a real man.
Was he setting ramps up on cinder blocks?
I don't know if we were doing many jumps. What was real big was obviously right at that time was D2. The Mighty Ducks, and there was a scene in that movie where they go get back to their roots of having fun by playing the street kids in a game of roller hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And, my brother and I would go to the park down in our hometown. Of course, we tipped over a trash can, and then I'd always try and do the knuckle puck. You'd have, like, the round ball that you would – yeah, it was pretty dope.
All right, Goldberg, cool. Pass the puck.
Dude, that was awesome. Happen. Dude, I was so. That's why I can't bring out the rollerblades again. I'm just too good. I'm just too good at rollerblading.
It's knuckle puck time as you get it stolen from you. Damn it.
Everyone jumps out of the way. I always thought it was pretty good camera work how they followed the puck like that.
Yeah.
Great scene. Great movie.
What color were your blades? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember. I'm sure that
100% they were teal. There was some teal in there.
There probably had to be some teal in there. I did this, obviously a lot of black. You know, because black is cool. Anyway. All right, maybe I'll bust out the rollerblades again. We'll see. We'll see. All right, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. There's a lot of celebrity stuff going on, but I don't want to talk about them. Because you know why? Because they've all been like posting stuff from inside their mansions. You know, Cardi B, for God's sake, posted a video crying while eating cereal because she's supposed to be out in a club eating sushi and not at home. So the celebrities are pissing me off at this point. There are some that are doing good, but the vast majority of them are so disconnected with the real world.
Shut up, eat your cereal, and donate.
In your mansions, we'll get through this. Yeah, it's nice having a pool inside your mansion to spend quarantine in, you know what I mean? That one video of all these celebrities singing Imagine. You're singing Imagine, like trying to build people's spirits while you're in your huge mansions, with your gourmet food. Some of you got chefs. It's like, shut up. Sorry,
she's
I'm not
petting her tiger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what I do when I'm stuck on my 200 acre mansion with my own riding trails and a tennis court, I just like to say thank you. You know, it's time to be great. It's like, you know, I have three basketball courts that I can choose from. And it's just tough. It's tough times we live in.
Here I am crocheting in my Bugatti.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I can take my my Bugatti out on my own racetrack, but it's tough right now. It's like you shut your stupid mouth, you stupid, right. Stupid celebrity. I digress before I get too worked up. Scientists are warning us about stupid celebrities. No, we should be flushing with the toilet lid down. And we do that to minimize toilet plume, which could stop the coronavirus from getting into the air. So, folks, if you think of it, just make sure that toilet seat's down whenever you have to flush.
We talked about this a long time ago, about your toothbrush.
Yeah.
And how it shouldn't be exposed. You shouldn't keep your toothbrush on the bathroom sink, because every time you flush, particles fly through the air and pretty much cover everything.
Didn't they do a study? Like, it goes far. So, folks, if you didn't do it before, now is a great time. I actually ripped the lid in the toilet seat off because I was tired of Kiki complaining about me never putting the toilet seat down. So I was like, well, look, now you don't get any toilet seat. So deal with it. But I'll have to replace that. But anyway, help us stop the spread. Put your lids down, you filthy animals. You know, when I sit on my goat toilet seat and think about these difficult times, I just want everyone to know that I feel you. I understand you. No, you don't.
You know, goat toilets are cold.
They're cold. That's what I have to deal with during this pandemic, is my cold gold toilet seat. Oh,
God.
Lastly, booze sales are skyrocketing during the coronavirus outbreak. And if you're one of the people trying to be funny and ironic by drinking Corona beer, you may not be able to much longer because the brewery in Mexico has shut down.
Dude, come on.
It's hard to think of an alcohol not being non-essential these days, but in Mexico, breweries have been forced to shut down due to the coronavirus. This includes Grupo Modelo, which brews several brands, including Corona. So unless the brewery opens soon, Corona beer may be hard to find, just like toilet paper and sanitizer. That's crazy, dude.
If this doesn't explain how effing stupid people are... Come on.
See, I don't think, no. They're not shutting down because people aren't buying it. I think they're shutting down because, actually, it doesn't say. So it could be one of two things. It could be because people aren't buying it, or because it's considered non-essential, so they're shutting it down.
I hope it's because it's not essential, but all the other booze companies are staying open, so yeah. It's got to be because people aren't buying it.
But
you know what? Dude, it's so ridiculous. Come on, guys.
I wonder, though, beer, though, depending, because if other breweries get shut down, beer is produced at such a, I mean, there's way more turnover than, you know, I think liquor, because liquor, I mean, the shelf life is exponential.
It lasts longer. It's on your shelf a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, you can literally leave a sealed bottle of liquor open for, or closed for 1,000 years, and it'll be fine. You know what I mean?
There were some stores, I can't remember where it was, but they were like selling their Coronas like half off just because nobody was buying them.
Oh, really?
It's just insane, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Those are the same people that stockpiled hoarded toilet paper. Right. You morons.
Oh, my God. All right. You're drinking Corona. You know what that is, right?
You know, when I'm sitting in my luxury kitchen and I'm drinking my Corona, I want you guys to know that I sent my personal chef home for the day, so I'm going to make myself my own bowl of cereal. I don't need my chef to do it.
Oh, God.
That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.